This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. Michael Glasser, president of Pano, joins us, and he has a request that I thought was absolutely worthy of bringing him on the show, because so many people have helped not only NOPD, JPSO, and others from other areas of the country when we were down and out as it relates to hurricane recovery. It's now our turn and our time to return the favor. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Neil, and I appreciate this opportunity.
So you guys have got together, and y'all are collecting supplies for folks in Asheville, North Carolina, and possibly northern Florida through the Panhandle as well. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're partnering with Slidell PD and local businesses and, of course, our citizens, and requesting that the public help, if they're willing to, by providing us with the donation supplies that we will transport up to the Asheville area and possibly to Florida, most likely to Florida, after this storm comes through. We have two locations, one on the North Shore and one on the South Shore. North Shore location is going to be Mike Bruno's North Shore Harley-Davidson. They're accepting donations between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. And on the South Shore, we have our own SOD, or Special Operations Division Complex, at 1899 Chapatula Street, right behind a Walmart at Felicity and Chapatula Street. And if you can drop off things over there, you know, the kind of things that we typically need during the storm. Anybody that's been through Katrina knows what we're looking for.
Well, let's just go through it. Water, Gatorade, non-perishable food, socks, T-shirts, underwear, hygiene supplies of all kinds, Neosporin, you know, antiseptics, Band-Aids, gauze tape, aspirin, Tylenol, Advil, toothbrushes, toothpaste, soap, deodorant, shampoo, and baby stuff for certain with children. And all the donated items should be in new or unopened condition, right?
Exactly right. And thanks for going through that list for me. Those are the things, because we'll turn down pretty much nothing, because we're certain that the victims up there are going to be lacking just about everything. Those are the main things we'll definitely, without a doubt, need. But, you know, we'll take pretty much anything that's in a newer or unused condition. We'll take it all, and we're going to be bringing it up there. We're also taking donations via Venmo. You can contact, to go through the app and contact us through Police Association of New Orleans, spelled out, not PANO, P-A-N-O, but Police Association of New Orleans. And donate cash, and I can assure everyone that whatever is collected will go directly to 100% to the victims. There's no overhead or expenses that we'll be taking out of that. That's something that PANO will be dealing with on our own. So 100% of anything that's donated will go directly to the victims.
And if anybody has any questions or you know, want to make special arrangements, they can contact you guys at 504-942-2454, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, and we're online, so it's easy for us. If you don't remember the number or you didn't write it down, it's easy to look up on the internet.
Mike, I know that you have a network of guys that you know in the law enforcement business around the country. Have you been in contact with anyone there in North Carolina?
Actually, I have. I've talked to the chief and the deputy chief in Asheville. They're hurting bad up there, and of course they were completely and utterly unprepared for this kind of event. You know, down here, Florida, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, we get these hurricanes, we get these storms occasionally, so we kind of have a clue what's going on. They were not expecting this in that mountain region, and they are caught completely, completely off guard on this. So they are in need of everything. And so we've been in touch with them. They've told us what some of the things that we know they need, and we know offhand that even if they don't, we know what they're going to need. So we're bringing it up there. But they're expecting us, and as soon as we get everything together, we'll be rolling up there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael, it's kind of interesting watching that rapid water and the attempts at rescues and stuff. And if you don't go through that training, as you well know, and urban search and rescue, otherwise known as USAR, I mean, you really are behind the eight ball in the immediate aftermath of the storm and even during dependency of the storm. And there's really not a lot you can do, right?
Oh, especially there. They've never had this sort of thing before. You know, you're in the mountains, you're not expecting a flood, and they were completely unprepared for this, and they are completely devastated. It looks every bit as bad as Katrina was here. It's sad. It's very, very sad. And they're completely unprepared for doing any of these things. You know, we at least know and anticipate in advance. We've gone through this before. They have not. So this is brand new to them. And you know how FEMA is and the government. They're a day late and a dollar short. So we're going up there to give them a hand.
And that's what you hear when you watch the news reports. You know, nobody really wants to be critical of FEMA, but what they're saying is that it's their own folks within their own community and those that are given to those folks within the community that are making all the difference in the world for them right now. So that just highlights the importance of the ask that you're making at this point in time, because really that's their only source of gaining access to these goods.
You know, Newell, looking back at Katrina, when we were waiting for assistance here, and I can tell you, the first three police departments that showed up to help us was the California Highway Patrol, the NYPD, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
I remember
that. How much further away do you think they could be? But those are the three agencies that showed up first with supplies for us.
You know, NYPD, I ended up staying in contact with a bunch of those folks, and some of the folks that worked for me stayed in contact with them for much longer. A lot of friendships developed as a result of that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we still talk to people from some of the places in Texas that came here. And yeah, absolutely, because those things, they stay with you.
Yeah, in fact, I remember visiting one of the deputy chiefs with NYPD many, many years after the storm. We had dinner together. I was up in New York, and he said he still had he saw things that he didn't think he'd ever see in his career. And, you know, and he looked at me and goes, you know, Newell, it's pretty crazy up here in New York, right? We see a lot of things that y'all are never going to see. I said, that's true. He goes, but let me tell you, that event really changed a lot of our thought process and our mentality about preparation for whether it's terrorist-related events or otherwise. He goes, it moved us in so many different ways, and we're better for it, quite frankly, is what he said.
Well, you know, I started my career with NYPD a long, long time ago. And the same thing came up many times in our conversations after the fact in various conferences and places I've gone and discussed Katrina. And while a lot of places have events that are catastrophic, they usually aren't regional. They're, you know, limited to a certain area within the city, a building or a certain small area, and the rest of the city or the rest of the area functions, and people can come in from outside, and the first responders can go back home and swap out to other people. This was a little different because it was regionally. The entire metro area was completely out, and there was nobody to come in except those that came in way from the outside. And that's what's happening in Asheville right now. That's a regional issue. It's not just a local event. It's regional, and they're depending on people like us to come up there.
You know, and once the water drained here, right, we were able to get around. I mean, we had some major thoroughfares like the Twin Span in the east, the Causeway Bridge, some damages along the I-10 corridor. But we were still able to get around. A lot of our infrastructure, roadway, I should say, wasn't, you know, washed away. Up there, you have people completely isolated. They can't get out of their neighborhoods because there are no roadways. I mean, there's no road, period. No bridge.
And there's not a lot of boats up there, you know. It's not like they have the Cajun Navy. You know, they like I said, when I say they're unprepared, I mean it in the truest sense of the word.
Yeah. So let's give them that Venmo again. And
okay, the Venmo is just go into the Venmo app and type in Police Association of New Orleans, and it'll walk you through. But you have to spell it out. If you use Pano, it won't register. So just spell it out. And if you have any problems, if there's any questions, any glitches, or anything doesn't work out, just give us a call at 504-942-2454, and we'll facilitate your donation.
The two drop-off points, folks, Mike Bruno's North Shore Harley-Davidson, located at 7791 I-10 Service Road in Slidell between the hours of 10 a.m. and 7 p.m., as well as the NOPD Special Operations Division warehouse at 1899 Chapatula Street by the Walmart. You can come in off Felicity and Religious Street. On the back of the building is the entrance between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. So, folks, let's get a good turnout. Let's get those goods out there. So Michael Glasser and the members of Pano can make their way to Asheville and pay back to them what they provided for us in their time of need. We would really appreciate it. Michael Glasser, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing this with us. We appreciate it.
And thank you, Newell, for this opportunity to get that out there. It's a big help. Thank you.
All righty, sir. Michael Glasser, president of Pano. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We'll go to the talk lines. We want to hear from you about anything that you want to talk about. So give us a shout. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.